time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Well, the sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us on this Thursday morning. In the studio with us this morning as we get underway, we've got Caldwell County High School's basketball head coaches, Chuck Mitchell and David Brown, both in the studio with us. And guys, I appreciate you coming in today to talk some basketball. And Chuck, it seems like we just started the season, and now we're almost on the district tournament.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having us, Todd. Yeah, it's been you know, quite a season. The boys on our end, they're very excited, still pumped up about playing. You know, usually this time of season, everybody's getting tired, but we've tried to keep them fresh, try to keep their minds and their legs fresh, and go into each game, you know, ready to play.
Yeah, you guys have a little momentum going after a couple of back-to-back wins.
Yeah, Graves County on Saturday, and then Union County, a couple quality wins that I think that we were close a few other times late in the season that we could have probably snuck one out, but we didn't. But we got close, and we finally got a couple of those to fall for us.
Yeah. And, David, you guys picked up a win down at Murray the other night, and wins against Murray have been kind of rare for the Lady Tigers.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised when I read that stat, but, you know, it was a good win. You know, it was a hard-fought win. You know, the game went – you had some ebbs and flows. Both teams made their run. And what was good about it, we were able to grind out and pull out a tough victory on the road, and that's always a good confidence builder and momentum builder.
Well, we've only played Murray, I think, nine times now, and the last win for a Lady Tiger team over a Murray girls team was in December of 1981. So, like I said, we don't see them a whole lot. They had won seven straight, and usually Murray High basketball has been pretty good.
They have traditionally, and they, you know, of course, being down there at the university, you know, in a pretty good population, even though they are Class A school, but they've always had a pretty good quality program and have been a tough matchup, and not only in basketball but all sports as well.
Murray is apparently growing as a school, though, because I noticed in football – they're going to go to 3A in the next alignment.
Yeah, so that's, you know, they're not the typical small school anymore that they once were. And so that's, that again, you know, the fact that our ladies went down and competed against a team that has been a good quality team and got a hard-fought victory on the road. And, again, another boost to their confidence because they have been working hard and their confidence has been coming up this season.
Yeah, Chuck, Caldwell County teams just don't play the first region teams a whole lot for whatever reason. Tonight's game against Tillman, just the 11th time the boys have played Paducah-Tillman.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Greg the other day, and we're just playing a varsity game tonight. It's so close to the district tournament. We want to try to, you know, keep the kids fresh, keep them healthy if we can, and have a good quality game. We played Graves County twice. We've been in the first region a lot this season, so we've been somewhat successful, and we continue playing like we are. We can win and play good defense like we have been the last three or four games. I think we can be in any game.
You know, I'm not really sure why there have been so few games against the first region for Caldwell County through the years. I guess typically there were just a lot of second region schools, and those were easy to schedule and a little easier to get to. But, you know, even the Graves County series, I think we've only played them five or six times when you look back. We've played Marshall County quite a bit. That's a relatively short drive, but some of those first region teams we just don't see very often.
Yeah, I we're going to look at our schedule for the upcoming season and maybe add some third region teams.
Yeah.
Just try to branch out a little bit and see what we can see, some different teams.
Yeah, it's not a bad trip to Muhlenberg County or places like that. So.
Absolutely. You know, we had a good quick trip down there, and I was fortunate enough to pull away a win and get out of there.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County basketball head coaches Chuck Mitchell and David Brown. We need to get to a break on the show, but we'll come back and have more. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank, local people, local decisions, and local commitment, your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster inviting you to H&R AgriPower's Customer Appreciation Pancake Day this Saturday. This is one way for H&R AgriPower and Case IH to say thank you to all our customers and community who have supported us over the years. Enjoy the best pancakes in the world 7 until noon. Stop by for a chance to win some great door prizes, plus great one-day savings on parts, service, and sales. H&R AgriPower and Case IH teaming up to say a huge thanks. 4900 Eagle Way Bypass, Hopkinsville.
Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
Something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
We are back on the Sideline Report at 1580, 103.3 WPKY, talking basketball this morning with Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell and Lady Tiger head coach David Brown in the studio with us. And we mentioned a little bit about the district tournament coming up next week. Chuck, you guys have Dawson Springs Tuesday night. That'll be an interesting matchup, although you guys have gotten them twice so far this season.
Yeah, we was fortunate enough to get them a couple times. You know, Coach Blue does a good job there at Dawson Springs, and it's going to be an electric environment. And our district is so wide open. I mean, you know, Madisonville's playing some really good basketball right now, really good basketball. But so is Dawson Springs, and then you never can count out Central. I mean, they're always in it at the end. So I tell you what, we're going to go to work and get ready. We got a couple games before that, but we're going to get to work this weekend and try to get ready for Dawson.
Dawson Springs always a little dangerous because they've got all those shooters.
Yeah, you can't leave them open. If they're on, they're on. You know, you got to get a hand in their face and make sure that you're with them and don't follow them through screens and make sure you close out on them because they will hit a shot on you. Yeah.
Looking ahead, maybe if we can, just a little bit, though, to Madisonville. I mean, you have to give it up to the Maroons. I think it's 13 straight district championships they've won now. So until somebody gets them, it's kind of their show.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's a rather large school. They have a lot of kids to choose from. But, I mean, the coaches do a good job there. He has numbers he can bring off the bench, you know, that he can press you or he can zone press man-to-man. He can do about anything he wants and still bring people off the bench and guard you. But, you know, we had them up at our place. We got beat by one and then went down to their place, and they put it on us pretty good. So we're hoping, you know, that if we ever get a chance chance to play them again, that we put in a really good effort.
Yeah. Madisonville just has so much tradition, especially in basketball, and you know, they lost a ton from last year. Had another kid that left to go back to Davis County, the big kid, the 6'7" kid. You thought maybe they would be down a little bit this year, but
yeah, they've come together. I think the last 3 weeks they've really come together and started playing some winning basketball, and I think everybody in the district has. They've come, you know, everybody's kind of peaking at the right time, so it's going to be an interesting tournament.
David, you guys have Hopkins County Central, and you lost them twice, but you have to feel like you were in both of those games.
We were, and we had opportunities that we were not able to cash in on during those two games at their place and at ours. But, you know, we feel pretty confident, and our young ladies are really looking forward to this game and just having a chance to go back out and compete with them again. And you know, it's kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, a little bit of a rivalry is brewing with them now, which is a good thing because it adds to that. But our young ladies really feel confident going into to Monday night's matchup. You know, Central's playing some good basketball now, and they do have a couple of young ladies that have not only matchup problems for us the first two times, but they're matchup problems for other people. And so we've been working on a game plan for that we think will work well for that. But you know, our young ladies, despite what the record has been, their confidence is starting to really grow here lately and finding opportunities and ways where we've been finding those small victories, even within games and practice, where they're making improvements and coming around. And we feel like, you know, with the district tournament, we've got a shot at it.
Now, I was going to say, you guys have to feel like you're two good games away from getting out of there with the district championship.
We do, and you know, and it's one of those things. It's just putting everything together. We've had some nights where the rebounding and defense has been there, shots been a little off, and we had nights where shots felt a little bit better, but the rebounding was a little bit off. So, you know, it's putting all those together, and hopefully coming up next week at the right time where all those things come together. And their effort is been pretty good, and defensively, if we can continue to lock down and rebound, we're going to put ourselves in a pretty good position.
How has the season gone for you guys as far as maybe what you expected going into the year?
Well, we looked the other day, and we've talked about this, and you know, the coaching staff and the players recognized there was a couple opportunities that we did miss this year, but it's one of those things. It was like, look, we can't dwell on that. It's like, what can we learn from, and how can we grow from it and move forward, and how can we apply that leading into district tournament? And that's the approach that, you know, the staff and the young ladies have taken.
Well, and you guys still have some players that I think people think are more veteran players, but when you look at your roster, they're freshmen.
They are, and that's the thing about high school basketball. You know, at the end of the day, they're still freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. They're still teenagers, and you know, but the thing is, we've got some of those people that we have that are freshmen are pretty talented too, and so that helps right there as well. And of course, you know, another thing that kind of is a little bit of a, you know, downside for us is not having Lulu available. That makes a big difference because she's one of the region's leading field goal percentage leaders, and she's a great rebounder and defender for us.
Chuck, how well have you guys played this year? Have you kind of exceeded expectations, or where are you at?
Well, you know, I tell you, Todd, coming into the season, I really didn't know what to expect after being with them through the preseason and then getting some practice time in and then start playing. I thought the sky was the limit, you know, depending on our effort on the defensive end. And we've picked up the defensive effort big time, and we're holding some teams down to some low scores. And we got our offense running well. We're, Carter Whittington is just he's just a dynamo. He's up and down the court, both ends. He's a great leader on the court. And, you know, we got Jadarius Wilson, who is one of the leading scorers in the region and one of the leading rebounders in the region and in the state. So, you know, these – and everybody – Luke Parker, I mean, I can just keep going. Luke Parker and D-Man, you know, all these guys have just come together, and we keep talking about TikTok. The clock is ticking for these seniors, and we want to play for them. And this is their last day of practice, or this is their last day. They're going to play here or there. And I think they've taken that to heart, and the underclassmen are playing for the seniors. They really are.
Well, you have senior night coming up Friday out here, both teams against Livingston Central. How many seniors do you have this season?
Yes, sir. We've got three seniors, Carter Whittington, D-Man, and then we've got Ryan
Hammett.
Yeah, he's a heater, man. That kid can, when he's on, he can hit. Yeah. I mean, he's on fire. That kid can shoot the ball.
When's the last time you were involved in a game that came down to the last shot, like that Graves County game Saturday?
I think one other time in a Class A tournament. in Harlan. We won one on the last second shot. It wasn't that deep, by no means. And I knew when the kid hit the free throw, we had something drew up for actually D-man to get the ball down the court as far as he could go, and then if they picked him up to kick it to. But it didn't work out like that. And I thought we spent too much time down on the down on that end, but we got the ball down. Actually, Colin had a chance to pump fake twice, I think, before he shot it. So I did watch it a few times.
Well, I was going to say, I thought Graves County actually did a pretty good job defensively on you to burn some time deep in backcourt. And then they had two guys go flying by Colin, and he had just enough time to wait and get that shot off.
Yeah, I when it left his hand, I said, well, is this going in, you know, the coaches? And they said, no way. And then, shoot, man, that thing just – it was pandemonium in there.
Well, and you guys could tell against Union County that you'd picked up a lot of momentum just from that win over Graves County.
Yeah, the energy, Todd, and defense has really picked up. I mean, you know, you got somebody like Luke Parker who can guard a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Anything you want him. He's so athletic, and he can rebound, and he's starting to shoot it in. But our energy, you know, we're feeding off of our seniors, and when we get on defense, we get stops. We've been getting stops, and that's the key. And we started making shots. Coach Cash always says, boy, ain't this game a lot more fun when we hit some shots.
Oh, no doubt. Well, Graves County and Union County were two teams you guys had lost to earlier this season, and then you come back and avenge those losses with the back-to-back wins.
Yes, sir. We put up on the board what we wanted to do. We knew it was going to be a tough week, you know, and going into this week's going to be tough. And we knew he was going to need to stay fresh, you know. But the boys, you know, they didn't – they were when they went on the court – I could tell in their eyes they were ready to play. And the first possession in both games, Graves and Union, I mean, we were very aggressive getting to the rim. So, and when Jay Darius is locked in and focused, it's just, you know, it's hard to stop him.
Yeah, Graves County is a team that I think a lot of people think may be a contender in the first region.
Yeah, I talked to some folks over there, and they said that, you know, they're 1, 2, or 3 probably over there, you know. And it's a tough region when you get McCracken, you got Marshall, you know, all those teams. And Coach Holland does a good job with them. He's from around Eastern Kentucky, too, so got to beat an Eastern Kentucky boy, you know. So, but, you know, they beat us pretty easily the first time. And I think the boys have just gained momentum probably in the last 3 weeks.
You play Paducah Tillman down there tonight. They're 12-14, but you can't read a whole lot into their record sometimes.
No. Greg does a good job down there with them, and I've looked at the record, and I've looked who they played.
Yeah.
You know, they play some really good teams, and that's why he does that, try to get ready for the district tournament and then the region. And his district's going to be really tough because St. Mary's really, really good, and they beat Tillman. So any given night, we want to go down and put in a good effort and see if we can come away with another first region win down there, and then come on back home and get ready for senior night.
Yeah, Tillman got UHA, I think, last week. So, I mean, they've had some pretty good wins this year.
Yeah, I saw that game. You know, that was an up-and-down game, big-time up-and-down game. They got Tillman's got a couple players that can really, really get to the rim quick. So our transition defense is going to have to be very important in that game.
Is that a good game for you guys at this point in the season to be kind of tested like that?
Well, you want to get better every time you go out on the court, and I think this is the type of team we could face somewhere down the road. You know, you just don't know. So Hopkinsville is kind of the same type of team, and they shot unbelievable from the field when we played them there. But we're hoping we can get, you know, go down there and put in a good effort and a good showing.
David, you guys have Livingston Central here Friday night, senior night. What do you have to do against Livingston Central to finish off strong?
Well, we've got to defend defend and rebound. We've got to limit their top two players' opportunities, and we just got to take advantage of the advantages we have inside against them. And you know, and the thing is not to get in a big hurry. You know, when we control the tempo. We control the tempo. We do pretty well, make other teams defend us. You know, even I know the score against Christian County didn't look like it, but there was a stretch when we got back in the game and tightened things up, and we controlled the pace. You know, it went in our favor. So it's about not getting too fast and ahead of ourselves this Friday night, and just, you know, making sure that we take advantage of the opportunities that's there. And you know, and the thing that we've had to work on this year, and they've gotten better, is reading what the defense is doing and then making the right read off that. We feel pretty confident going into tomorrow night's matchup. You know, we want to send our senior out on a win tomorrow night, and it's just about going out there relaxing and just executing. You know, and that's the thing we've been talking about, you know, these past couple of days. It's just play basketball. You know, don't get in a hurry. Do what we do well.
Yeah, and you guys have just the one senior.
Yes. Yeah, Ja'Kiah Copeland's our lone senior. I wish we could have her for another year.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think that bodes well for the future, though, because just about everybody's coming back.
They are, and that's the thing about having, you know, a lot of underclassmen early. You know, you have some of those growing pains, but, you know, the future is also you're not only building for finishing off this year, but you're also building for what's ahead.
Yeah. So Tigers at Tillman tonight, and then a home senior night doubleheader Friday out here against Livingston Central. We're talking basketball this morning with Caldwell County's head coaches. We'll come back with more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We have an overnight low of 54 degrees. And by this afternoon, almost a guarantee for showers and thunderstorms. High near 62 and a south-southwest wind could be as high as 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday night, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms through and after midnight. Mostly cloudy, low of 41. And then on Friday, sunny skies, high near 58 and a northwest wind that could be as high as 20 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 54 by this afternoon. Rainy with a high near 62 in southwestern Kentucky.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit TriceHughes.com. That's TriceHughes.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at yoursportsedge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements. The Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at yoursportsedge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in. Caldwell County basketball coaches Chuck Mitchell and David Brown in the studio with us this morning on the show. And David, we were just listening to the ad there for the Chick-fil-A AAA student-athlete, and our student-athlete this week is Ja'Kiah Copeland.
Yeah, and she's, you know, well-deserved honor for her. And she, you know, the thing about Ja'Kiah is she does so much that doesn't always show up in the stat sheet. You know, she's a vocal leader for us. She's well-worn and also talks to the other players. She's there to help motivate them, encourage them, you know, keep them going. And she's a smart young lady, very, very good student. And so, you know, it's more than just being an athlete. You know, it's the complete person that she is.
Yeah, I like the Student Athlete Award from Chick-fil-A because you do recognize a lot that the students accomplish that's not athletics. You know, they do a lot of other things in the community that are really good, and it's a great way to kind of recognize that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's important that people see that side. It's more than just whatever sport they play, in this case basketball. It's about, you know, what they give back to the community and to their school and the influence they have on the lives of people, not just their own lives, but the people they reach, and then adults' lives they speak into them, and who they in turn pass it on to someone else.
Chuck, it's been a fun season for the Caldwell County basketball teams, I think. You know, we go all the way back to the Havoc at the Hive, and then we had the throwback games at Butler. It's just been kind of a fun year for basketball.
Yeah, and that was our mantra this year. We wanted the kids to have fun. We wanted to have fun, and it sure helps when your team is competing and winning some games. But all that led up to where we are now. I tell you what, the boys are when they come into the gym to practice, they're excited. You know, when you got that at the end of the season, I think you got a pretty good shot.
Pretty good year for boys basketball in the second region, I think.
Yes, sir. It has been. I mean, you know, a lot of things going on. You know, Lyon, and I think Henderson's really good. Madisonville, I mean, Hopkinsville and Christian County. I mean, UHA, what a district, you know.
Yeah. Well, and you've played teams like Webster County that are pretty good. I mean, you know, when you get to that regional tournament, that draw is going to be just crazy.
It's you can do all the hypotheticals you want. You know, you're going to, if you are fortunate enough to get there, you're going to play somebody really well in the first round.
If you go in as a runner-up, though, I'm not sure there's a very good draw to be
had. There's not. You know, if you're looking at it on paper, if you go in the as the runner-up, you know, you got a lot of hypotheticals. You got Henderson, you got Lyon, you know, all those teams.
Now, if you can win the district, it's still not an easy draw, but you have some possibilities where you can compete a little bit.
And it's how you're playing at the time too. Like Coach said, these kids are teenagers. You never know what's going through their mind or what's going on with them when they get on the floor. All I know is this team, my team, our team, is focused and they are laser focused and ready to play.
The last two games have been the two best games you guys have played this year,
by far. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
David, when you look at the second region this year for the girls, is somebody finally going to get Henderson County?
That's the thing. You know, there's been a couple of possibilities. You know, Madisonville was an early favorite this season.
Yeah.
Christian County's playing really good basketball right now. Union County is always a potential threat to them. So it's going to be who can knock Henderson off. And Henderson's held that perch for a while. And they're well coached. You know, I know that Coach Hale, he finally retired, but his son Steven has come in, and he does a good job himself as well. And Henderson has kind of separated themselves from everybody else in the region a little bit. But, you know, you can't count out Christian County because their last loss was December 29th. Yeah. So they're playing really good basketball now. So girls' regional tournament is going to be interesting, you know, when you see that and see how the draw shakes out and who goes in as a district winner and who goes in as a district runner-up. But, you know, the thing is, you have to look at also, you can't discount some of our other teams around here as well, you know, and Crittenden is playing really good basketball right now. So that's another team that could be a possible threat to Henderson. So, you know, the thing is, we keep telling our girls, look, you know, go in Monday night. We get Monday night. Then we get in the regional tournament. Then give yourself an opportunity. You know, you look at who the possibilities are. You know, once you get the regional tournament, because I've been around long enough as a player and a coach and an official, where you see that there are some nights getting that regional tournament and on a one-game format, you know, you catch a team that's a little off and one team's playing really well. A lot of things can happen. It goes crazy. So we feel good about if we get there that there's a puncher's chance that our girls feel like that they can go in and compete and get a game.
Speaking of the regional format, do you guys ever foresee a time when maybe we would go a little different route with the postseason tournaments and maybe the RPI come into play where they kind of seed the region or something?
That's been talked about, and of course the draw is what it is, you know, and like anything else, whether it's region tournament or state tournament, it all hinges on that draw. If you get a favorable pathway and matchup, it can bode well. But you know, the RPI is something that's been mentioned. I think a lot of coaches and ADs have mixed feelings on it, because some schools can really pad their RPI. You know, they play a really tough schedule, and you know their record's 500. Yeah. When you look at the RPI. It really evens the playing field out.
Made a big difference in football this year, the way Mayfield and Owensboro Catholic ended up playing each other in the championship instead of the regional final. So, Chuck, would you be in favor of anything like that? What's kind of your thoughts on the RPI, I guess?
Well, I'm not really in favor of I'm old school. Of course, I wasn't in favor of the shot clock till about a month ago, and I changed my mind after we got done with St. Mary's when they held the ball on us. But, I talked to Coach Thacker at Rowan County, and he always told me, he said, you always got a chance in the 16th region. Well, they drew the second region, and I called him, and he said, that sucks. But he said, you know what? He said, that's just the way it works. You know, he said, like Coach said, if you can pad your schedule a little bit and get that RPI up. But, I mean, for me, just the draw, it works the best.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time when they just threw all eight teams into a hat and pulled them out. So you could draw another champion. Yeah. You could draw another runner-up. Mm. You could draw the team you just played in the district finals. So, yeah. So at least when they did go to champion against runner-up, it kind of leveled it out a little bit.
I like that. I like that format better because, you know, you're not going to be facing the team you played in a district tournament, yeah. You know. So I think I like the format we got.
Well, district tournament time next week. Chuck, what do you guys have to do to be successful?
We just got to keep the energy up, and we got to keep our defense up. I think everything else is going to fall behind that. It's not. We got about eight or nine kids we can play. I don't think we lose a lot. If we keep that energy up, and I think we're going to be successful.
David, what do the Lady Tigers need to do?
We just need to put together four complete quarters. You know, this season it seemed like the second quarter has kind of been our Achilles heel. Tuesday night it was the third, but if we can put together four complete quarters and compete and maintain that intensity, that sets us up pretty well for a win on Monday night. And, you know, we feel pretty confident going in. If we can do that and can contain their two leading scorers, we have a really good shot Monday.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys. Chuck down at Tillman tonight, and then
thank
that big
you.
Senior night doubleheader tomorrow night. And like I said, district tournament time's here. It's hard to believe.
Thank you. Let's go do it.
Yeah, let's go do it. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, thanks guys. That's Tiger head coach Chuck Mitchell, Lady Tiger head coach David Brown. Again, the 7th district tournament next week over at Madisonville, North Hopkins. Stay with us. We'll continue on the Sideline Report after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. If an auction is something necessary in your future, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Your WeatherEdge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 54 degrees by this afternoon, high of 62. South-southwest winds could be as high as 30 miles an hour. A 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. Thursday night, a 60% chance for that precipitation to continue through and after the midnight hour. A northwest wind could be as high as 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy skies, low around 41. And then on Friday, sunny skies, high near 58. Northwest winds could be as high as 15 to 20 miles an hour. But back to right now, an overnight low of 54 by this afternoon, high near 62, and a good chance for rain in southwestern Kentucky.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
West Kentucky Real Estate and Auction holds monthly auctions at the Auction Center on U.S. Highway 62 in Princeton. Be sure to check their website for dates, times, and listings of upcoming real estate auctions and sale days at the Auction Center. But you know, you don't have to wait for an auction because Wayne's Place, located at the Auction Center, is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4. And you can shop for quality used furniture and home accessories. Yep, any weekday. Wayne Boyd, broker, auctioneer at West Kentucky Real Estate and Auction, Princeton.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
You can save money and support local when you buy online with our big deal store at WPKYonline.com. You'll find deals from merchants such as Adams Breezy Hill Farm and Restaurant, The Joshua Tree, Cozy Living Interiors, B&C Unique Boutique, Our Daily Bread, Willow Pond Catfish Restaurant, and from Nodes Barbecue. Click on the big deals logo at WPKYonline.com.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner.
Ball game over.
YourSportsEdge.com.
This This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Kaw County basketball head coaches Chuck Mitchell and David Brown for dropping by the studio this morning. We're going to just keep talking basketball on the show this morning. The 5th District Alumni Tournament is coming up this Saturday at Jason White Gymnasium in Eddyville. And we're joined now by Carol Fonseca, who is one of the organizers for that event. And she joins us on the phone now. Carol, thanks for being with us this morning. And how are things going as you get ready for the alumni games?
Thank you, and thanks for having me. It's going great, actually. It went a lot smoother this year than it has in the past, so we're really excited. We've had a lot more word of mouth letting people know, so we're hoping that we have a lot of people come out and watch the games. I think it's going to be a great, fun time.
Yeah, how many teams do you have lined up this year?
We have 4 women's teams, which is, of course, Lyon County. We have a Caldwell County women's team, Trigg and Livingston. And then there are, 6 to 8 men's teams. The men always have quite a few teams. They even have some schools like Caldwell. They have what they call a young team and an old team. So they actually have 2 men's teams for the day, and so that makes it pretty interesting. So,
What time did the alumni game start on Saturday, and how many games do you have on tap?
The first game will start at 9 a.m., which is Trigg Women and Caldwell Women. And then we have a game at 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the last game at 6.
Yeah, so all day.
Yeah, all day pretty much. The championship games are the 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. The 4 o'clock game is the women's championship game. 5 o'clock is the men's older championship game. And then the 6 o'clock game is the men's younger team. So,
and this is the old 5th District, right? So Caldwell County is right there.
Correct. When we started doing this, it was a few years back. Livingston actually started it. And invited us over, and it was supposed to be a rotating thing for all the schools to kind of, you know, make money off of. And we did it the following year, and it just kind of stuck here. Nobody else, they were all like, that's a central location. We're fine with y'all doing it every year. So it's just kind of stayed here, and, you know, we're happy with that. But it's, we decided to go back to the original 5th District because when I played, Caldwell was in our district. So, you know, we were just wanting more teams because at that point, you know, 5th District was just 4 teams. So it was like, well, let's, you know, get some more in here. So we, you know, invited Caldwell to do it, and they've come every year. So we're happy.
Well, it seems to me like Caldwell County should still be in the 5th District. I guess I'm dating myself a little bit because I think Caldwell left the 5th District in like 2007. So it's actually been a while now.
Yeah, I agree. I know they do things for a reason. But, yeah, when I played, you know, Caldwell and us, that was the biggest rival around. So, like I said, I don't understand how all that works. But, yeah, I wish, you know, they would put it back together. Maybe it will in the future, but we'll see. But, yeah, that kind of ages me, too. Cause
Well, you know, there is a little talk about realignment for basketball. I'm not sure if it will affect the first region or the second region very much, but, you know, maybe at some point the districts do get rearranged just a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, I think it needs to stay local that way, but, you know, like I said, I'm not involved with that, and I don't even know how they decided to change it.
Yeah.
So hopefully, yeah, it will be changed back because, you know, it was, yes, we had a rivalry, and it was kind of interesting sometimes, but that's the fun part of it.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's the rivalry part. That's the fun part, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when you're talking about alumni games, do those rivalries still kind of exist there, or are the alumni games more for fun?
Both, actually. The men, I'm not going to lie, they get really competitive with it. We've had a few get ejected over the years.
Oh, wow.
And it's gotten pretty physical. But, you know, the women, yes, we're still competitive. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot more laughs that go on during the women's game than there is the men's game. But, you know, it's all for fun. We're just trying to raise money to help the Backboard Club so that these kids, you know, and the parents don't have to pay anything out of pocket. for, you know, traveling and all that, especially with our boys this year. They've traveled all over the place, and the girls. So, you know, it's for me, it's just fun. And if you don't want to play or you don't feel like you can play anymore, you know, you can come and visit with others and just have a good time. So,
well, do you have some big names lined up to play this year? Because I know anytime Ty Rogers plays for Lyon County, that draws a big crowd.
It does, and unfortunately, Ty is not playing this year. I think last year he actually got injured, but he's also been, and if you didn't know, inducted to the Kentucky Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And I don't know if he has something going on with that this weekend, but I was told that unfortunately he's not playing this year. But we do have some Lyon County men that I know of. Of course, Logan Ackridge is playing. Ryan Williams, Pete Travis, Josh Patton, maybe Keith Matchin. They were working on him, trying to get him to play. then some of the women that I know are playing. Lily is playing for Caldwell, of course. Emily Oliver, Tori Loomis, Mackenzie Ames, Jesse Stone, Jada Boyd, Jamie Jackson. So they've got a pretty good women's team lined up. And then our women, we have Allison. She used to be Allison West. She's Allison Schott now. Aubrey Riggs, Barrett, Blackburn. They all have married names now, of course, but trying to think of some others. Allison Lucas. She was Allison Masato when she played. Abby Guess. Trying to think of some other women. Michaela Guess is playing. Kayla Odom. She was Kayla Brown when she played. So we've got quite a few that range, you know, in different ages from, we did ask that they be out of school at least 4 years. And then, and so they range from pretty much 20s all the way up to 40s. So I think it'll be interesting, you know, to see all them out there on the floor. And it's, some of these, I was the assistant coach at Lyon County with Jeff Doom for 10 seasons. And a lot of the women that are playing are some of the girls that I, you know, helped coach. And so it's awesome to see them back out on the floor. So, and then we have some coaches that are coming back. Every year the women's Coach Phelps that coached me and Coach Buchanan, they're coming and going to sit on the bench, and they always make it fun and interesting too. And then anybody that ever played, you know, we're going to try to at least recognize them, you know, ask them to stand up at some point. And all the women, we always usually sit behind the bench and just, you know, have a great time. But we're really looking forward to it. So
it's almost a reunion as much as an alumni tournament.
Exactly. So, and, you know, I've had players that come in, you know, they just come in to watch. In the past, like Laura Defew, Angie Holland, some of the women have, you know, come in. And, you know, it's just nice to catch up with these people, you know, whether or not they're playing. I had contacted, in my day, Sheila Bogle played, and she was a really good point guard. And she lives out west now, and she had debated coming home, but unfortunately, one of her children is having some medical issues, so she's not going to be able to make it. But it was great even just to talk to her, you know, by text, just to catch up for a few minutes. So it's a great time to just come out and catch up with people you haven't seen in a long time.
And besides the basketball games, you guys also have three-point competitions and some free throw competitions too.
Yes, between the games, we, you know, for those that can't play, we're going to have a three-point contest, and we have door prizes that were donated to us. Melissa Wynn Realty, she always comes through for me to give me some great gifts for that. Culver's is going to give us a gift certificate. One of the ball players for us, Becca Summers, she is a beautician now, so she has donated something from her shop that she works at. So we've got some really good door prizes. The men also will be having contests like that as well. And Pete Travis was in charge of getting all the men together, and he's handled, you know, the prizes for those. So, yeah, we try to, you know, make it to where everybody at some point can participate in some way, even if they can't play.
Well, and I believe you're going to have some current Lions and Lady Lions on hand, too.
Yes, we are. We're throughout the day. You know, that's what this is for. So the kids are going to be there to help out. But then, of course, you've got Travis that has signed with UK. and you've got the Shoulders boy that has signed with the college, and then I think Jack Reddick has also had some look at him or signed with one too. So we're going to have the kids there available if you want to get their autograph, if you want to take a picture with them. I mean, these high school kids amaze me. You know, they always take time to talk to the little kids or the, you know, older fans. It's just watching them has been amazing. So.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a big day planned.
We do, and just to let you know, we also do have concessions lined up as well. I mean, it wouldn't be a ball game without concessions.
Right.
So P&H Title here in Eddyville has donated the burgers for them to grill, and then the Backboard Club has, you know, went and bought various things to sell, drinks and candy, popcorn, all that. So, you know, it'll be a full-fledged on, and we have official referees. This is an official game. It's not just, you know, out there for the heck of it and everybody beat everybody up. It is official. So we do have official referees that'll be refereeing the ball games.
It's the 5th District Alumni Tournament coming up this Saturday at Jason White Gymnasium there in Eddyville. Carol, once again, just tell everybody what time you guys starting and how long you're going to be there Saturday.
We plan on starting at 9 a.m. I think the gate will probably open at about 8:30. And then the last game is scheduled at 6 o'clock. Of course, depending on how those games go, it may run a little longer than that, but that's our plan right now. And then it's $5 admission for everybody, but 7 and under are free.
All right, we appreciate you coming on this morning and talking to us about it. Sounds like a really big event, a big day for you guys. And, you know, I'm glad with some of the phone problems people are having today that we were able to make the connection and get on the air.
Yes, me too. And thank you again for having us.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Carol Fonseca. Again, the 5th District Alumni Tournament is Saturday at Lyon County. A full day of action. All teams from the former 5th District that included Caldwell County, Crittenden County, Trigg County, Lyon County, and Livingston Central. This is the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Again, thanks to Caldwell County basketball coaches Chuck Mitchell and David Brown for joining us earlier today on the show. Tigers at Paducah Tillman tonight, 6 o'clock varsity game. No radio coverage here on WPKY tonight, but we will have coverage later this evening over at yoursportsedge.com. And then the Caldwell County teams with senior night coming up Friday to finish up the regular season. Livingston Central will be here at the Cab, girls at 6, guys at 7:30. District tournament time for teams around the Commonwealth next week for Caldwell County. That'll be over at Madisonville North Hopkins. And for Lyon County, the Lions and Lady Lions will host the 5th District Tournament this season. Everybody looking to get into the regional tournament field. Second Region Boys Tournament at Hoptown this year. Girls Tournament over at Trigg County. That's going to wrap us up. A lot of basketball talk this morning here on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.